Hey, what up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher.
And you're about to listen to an excerpt of today's episode of Guys We Fucked featuring comedian Calvin Cato.
If you're wondering, where the fuck have we been? Well, we're on Luminary. It's a podcasting network, you know, full of podcasts.
Yeah, exclusive content by people like Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Michael Rapaport, all kinds of people, and Guys We Fucked. So if you're interested in hearing the whole episode, head over to luminarypodcasts.com.
It's $2.99 a month for a subscription, and I mean, depending on what program you sign up
for. If you do a yearly subscription, it's only $2.99 a month, and you can cancel at any time, and hope you're well.
But apparently, like, every country's coronavirus has gone down steadily except America. Because we're number one.
What?
We're number one.
Of course.
Yeah.
So none of your fuck buddies were down to fuck during quarantine.
None of them were. Which, I mean, and then, like, and then as I took it more seriously, I was like, literally, like, a month later, all those fuck buddies were like, so remember when I said no? And I was like, it's too late.
At the same time?
I've learned how to crochet now. Like, I'm like,
really?
Bettering myself. I don't know how to crochet. Oh, okay. But
I'm like, I debated ordering a kit on Etsy. But then I'm like, you're just trying to distract yourself from getting work done.
Well, I know, because everyone's like started getting into crafting. And I was like, guys, what happened to before, like 3 months ago when we were all so busy we couldn't breathe at any time? And now we have to just like do like pottery art and stuff in our living room.
I know.
It's like, I think you have other things to do.
We just don't want to sit still with our own thoughts. Well, that's just me.
I hear you. Like, I went from being like, oh, fuck all this, to like, now I'm hosting Sip and Draws by myself. Like,
oh,
I really have been like getting into like trying to draw. And I'm
me
like,
too.
It's actually interesting. I'm like, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it relieves the sexual tension.
Yeah.
It gets very phallic.
It's creativity. Yeah. Drawing a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
So wait, do you live alone?
Yes, I live alone.
That's
which
nice.
Also,
it's a dream, baby.
It is. I mean, it's good and bad. Like, I mean, I will say this. I'm happier to live alone. Like, I feel bad for people who have like, because, you know, it's New York City, so there are people who have, like, 4 or 5 roommates, and I cannot imagine being quarantined with that.
Oh, my God, no.
Takes a strong person.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's home all the time, mm-hmm. and, I mean, even the bathroom situation alone is going to be hellish, much less, like, oh, yeah, and I have to cook, or, like, I really don't want to see your face today. I just want to, like, watch whatever, but you're still right there.
Yeah. It's like, I can't avoid your presence and feeling it at all, because when someone's at your home, like, even when someone stays over, you're like, ah, you're here. I feel you in here. Go away. Like, I don't know.
I wish people would disintegrate while they were sleeping. That's like how I feel, because I like going to bed with people and like cuddling or whatever. But then in the morning when I see that they're still there and the sunlight's on their face, I go, this is a fucking mistake.
Really? I'm like, look at that beautiful cherubic face that was once a child. It's now a grown man.
Oh, I hate it. And then I saw this tweet over quarantine that was like, why do boys always twitch when they fall asleep? And I was like, oh, that is true.
I do that too. Yeah.
Men are always twitching.
I fall off the cliff.
Really?
Before I go to sleep, I go, ugh!
Every time? I mean, I've done it in my life.
I freak myself out when I do it. Yeah.
That's a scary.
Wait, you guys don't do that?
I don't. I've done that. I've done that waking up sometimes where I'm like, ugh.
Oh, really?
Then, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard it.
But I also have had like, I have like weird sleep paralysis at times, and like it just hits based
on
anxiety.
What's that like?
Very scary. Like, my ex at the time, like, he, when we would sleep together, like just sleep, I mean, you also fuck too, but when we would sleep together, like there were times where I would like wake up, but like I couldn't, like basically like you wake up in your head, but like your body doesn't move yet.
Oh, what?
And so like for me, it's obviously freaky, so I would start shaking, and like when the first time it happened, my ex was like, oh my God, I thought you were having a seizure. I didn't know what was going on.
Now, were you diagnosed with that, or did you just figure it out for yourself?
I just figured it out for myself.
Because I couldn't move my body, and I just started trembling, but I was conscious.
Well, that only happens to me on airplanes, but and I thought that was
really
weird, but then I saw, this is going to be embarrassing, I saw an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I watched on the plane too,
and it also only happens to Kendall Jenner on airplanes. and so it must be something about the altitude or the pressure or something, but I was like, I believe I only have sleep paralysis, because it's so scary, because that's the thing, you'll wake up and that's why I'll just like force myself to go back to sleep, because it's so scary, and then it's almost like your body recalibrates, and I guess when the pressure changes I'm able to like move again, mm-hmm. but it's like really frightening, and I had no idea what it was until
so your mind's awake
with the Kardashians. Yeah,
that's fucking scary. I can't imagine doing that on a plane.
Yeah.
What? So what happens when you're shaking? Are you awake in your head?
Yeah. So I'm literally like awake in my head, but like nothing can move. So I'm literally trying to shake myself to be like, just get up.
And yeah. The message isn't getting to the limbs.
Yeah.
Do you warn like new partners that you have this so they don't get scared, or is it like a fun surprise?
It's a fun surprise usually.
Let's see how they handle this curve.
Yeah. How are they under pressure? Will they be a good mate?
Like I remember last year, I was like sort of dating this like UN translator.
And that's so sexy.
I mean, we need to
get tips from you because dating a man with a job, not only a job, like a good job.
That's true. You're dating grade A people.
Oh, fuck. Damn.
I mean, that was just like a weird phase. Actually, no, I guess right now it's been a good phase too. But I used to date like all kinds of scumbags, you know.
Oh, okay.
Too many like, I'm an artist. It's like you are a dog walker. Like, oh, stop.
Yeah. That's so true.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I want to see a 1099. Like, let's not fucking lie about your playwriting career.
It gets less cute the older we get. Yeah. It's like, if you have a side hustle, well, it depends. But yeah, it does certainly gets less cute.
Oh my God. Have you ever dated a comic?
Yeah. Actually, that was my longest relationship was with the comic. Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I've never dated. Well, I've tried, but they didn't want to date me back. But
it's fun until it's not, is my feedback on dating comics. You know? But in a different way from other people. Like, the people who I've dated who aren't comics, like, it didn't end in a knock down. What is it? The saying, knock down, drag out? Yeah. Or is it, okay, knock out, drag down. I'm like, I don't know the saying, but... You know, it didn't end in a fist fight with the other people, but like, yay, with the comics, it all ended like so poorly.
Yeah.
So how long was that relationship?
So that was 2.5 years.
Okay.
And solid for a comic.
Yeah, it was like a real thing. And then for one of those years, it ended up being long distance. So it was, so like we cared.
Yeah, you did care.
It was like one of those ones where they're like, I'm going to hit the road. And you're like, okay, I'm going to hit someone else.
Did you have an open relationship while they were on the road?
No, we actually were monogamous the whole time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Was it hard to do, or were you like, I like you so much, I don't care?
It was hard to do, like, because it was very abrupt when it became long distance. So, like, that was a hard transition.
Like, how abrupt? Like, 24 hours? Or
if you get hired to move to L.A., yeah.
I mean,
you're on this sitcom. You start in 2 days. Get a house.
Oh, my God.
That's the dream.
It is. Although it's scary because I know comics where that's happened to them. And yeah, it's like, oh, fuck, I got to make a split decision about how much I love you.
Right.
It was like, there was some lead up, like, but it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but it was still like not enough time to really be like, oh, let me process this. And then with long distance stuff, you always have to like figure out, like, there needs to be an end goal of like, okay, what's the future going to be? Am I going to move over there? Or are you going to move back to New York?
Yeah.
So it was just really stressful and sucky. Like, we had good times, but I feel like I was always a little resentful of that.
Mm-hmm. It's also, I think it's hard no matter how excited you are for the person, like, to be in the same industry and like then like you feel like deserted, and then also they deserted you because like something good happened to them in the same career that you're in, and you're like, well, I'll just sit and think about that for a month now.
It really makes you reckon with yourself.
Yeah.
It's not priorities.
And now let's talk a little bit, like, how did you grow up? What's your, where are you from? What's your situation? Family?
Sex talk, yeah.
So I grew up in New York City, actually. I was born and raised here.
Oh, really? See, you know what?
You're
normal.
Yeah, you're normal.
That's it. Normally, I can sniff someone who was born. Now, what part of New York City?
Brooklyn.
Okay, that's why. Because I was like, if it was anyone who grew up in Manhattan is a fucking freak show, and not in a good way.
Oh, yeah. Like, I completely agree. And it's to the point where, like, people still, like, will not believe me when I'm like, oh, I was born in New York. Like, multiple people, when I first started doing comedy, thought I was from Connecticut and lying. They were like, but you seem nice. And like, yep. I don't know.
Yep.
Nice people are from Brooklyn too.
Yeah, I know.
I know a lot of nice people from Brooklyn.
Thank you. I'm like, we exist. Like, my parents were very like nuts, but like I was normal-ish.
How nuts? Like, yeah.
Well, my parents are both immigrants. So like my dad is from Jamaica, my mom's from Haiti. And so they weren't like Christian, but they were very conservative about things. So I never had like sex talks or like alcohol talks or anything like that.
Oh,
like,
were they religious or were they like politically and socially conservative?
They were more like socially conservative.
Oh.
Like they were actually very anti-religious. Like my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, like my mom and dad were super anti-church. And for years they told me like, well, a large part of it was because they were like, we don't believe in organized religion. If you want to learn like how to practice, like we'll buy you a Bible, which they did. And they were like,
oh, that's
you can
nice.
Learn on your own, but we don't believe in like giving to an institution to like make you be a good person.
Okay, I like that.
I like that logic.
And did you get the Bible because you said you wanted to learn it, or was it just like there for an option?
This is the most famous one. Yeah, here I know, you yeah. go, son.
The hits.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It was like kind of like
a doll. Torah. Here's a Bible. Yeah. Here's a Quran. There you go.
Now that's what they call religion.
I know.
Yeah, box set. Cassette tape.
That would be awesome. It was like volume 3.
Yeah.
It's Jesus. Fun. Yeah.
The New Testament. Yeah, no, it was just like in the house and they like gave it to me to like read, but I...
Did you read it?
I actually did. I read it cover to cover.
Was it good? Wow.
Yeah.
You and my grandma are the only people I know who ever read it cover to cover.
The only thing I know about her grandma is that she read the Bible cover to cover multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times.
Was your grandma super religious?
She is. My grandma and grandpa on my mom's side, they're still alive, and they go to church every week. Like, even I was telling Christina, they even find a church when they're on vacation to go to.
Oh my God.
But they're not weird about like being around them. They never say anything that makes you feel bad, which unfortunately is like the view I have of religious people, and I know that's like unfair and inaccurate, that. But they just I don't know, it's just they always do it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot because I mean there's a lot of like slut shaming. I mean, yeah. And I don't want to be like rude, like I mean, obviously I know that there are like Christians out there who are not like that, and of course there are a lot of the LGBT Christians who are very much more like, well, by default are more open and accepting. Yeah. But at least for me and like in my day, like a lot of the people I knew who are Christian were very like, you're going to hell. And like in elementary school, I had never even told, I would rarely tell friends that I like didn't go to church, because that was such a like crazy thing to them. Cause they were like, that's heathenous and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
It's like,
it was that bad. Jeez.
Yeah.
Man. Oh my God.
And now, okay. So you learned a little bit about, you like dipped your toe in a little bit to religion.
What is it? And so then, since you read it cover to cover, like, what does it say about homosexuality in the Bible? Or like, yeah, I don't know if you like highlighted that. Yeah,
no. Or is that testaments? There's testaments, right? Yeah. Is that like the...
There's like the Old Testament, which is like the older version. Older, duh.
Right, right.
And then the New Testament is like more of like Jesus heavy. So the Old Testament is a lot more smitey and like angrier. And the New Testament is like a lot more about forgiveness. And
oh, that's good.
Yeah, piety. I feel proper piety.
They were like, let's soften this up a bit.
Yeah.
Coming on a little strong.
Like, this is aggressive.
That's so funny.
Just a lot of pillars of salt and like...
That, oh my God, that makes sense, because like Jews only use Old Testament. So, because like Christians like to be like, you like that, like, because I'm a Jew, they like to be like, you just stopped reading too early. And I'm like, good one. Thanks so much for listening to this excerpt from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. If you want to hear more, and reminder, we're doing 2 episodes a week to keep you entertained during the quarantine and everything else going on in your life. I don't know. Maybe you're pregnant. That doesn't make sense.
It does if you're having sex without a condom.
I guess it makes sense only if you're pregnant. But you can head
over. A niche little blurb.
This is a niche group. This is our special shout out to pregnant people. You can head over to luminarypodcasts.com and get a subscription to Luminary for as little as $2.99 a month. Enjoy.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.